The passing of Dino Theodose, best known as Dino the Popcorn Man, has prompted an outpouring of memories from his friends and former customers. He passed away at the age of 78 at Extendicare York on February 26. Theodose was known for selling popcorn and other treats, such as pumpkin seeds and peanuts, from his cart, which he parked at the corner of Durham and Larch Streets from the mid to late part of the last century. Tony Monteleone, whose businesses are located next to Theodose's former corner in the downtown, said he knew the man well. The owner of Monteleone Custom Fashions, as well as the Colson Nightclub, now renamed the Colson Entertainment Center, said Theodose operated on the corner of Durham and Larch Streets for probably 25 years, and he knew everyone. He knew all the gossip of downtown, Monteleone said, adding that Theodose was sharp and intelligent, as well as being a sweet person. He knew everybody, and everybody knew him. He was part of the history of the downtown. He'd always have time for you. You know, you'd have a popcorn, you know, you talk and laugh. And that's what it was. He was a staple. He was a landmark right there. Monteleone said it's sad that so many characters of the downtown are now passing away. Sudbury MPP Jamie West paid tribute to Theodose in the Ontario Legislature Monday. "Thank you very much, Speaker," West said. "I want to begin by sending my condolences to the friends and family of Dino Theodose. Most people wouldn't recognize him by that name. But everyone in Sudbury knows Dino the Popcorn Man. As early as 1950 and as late as the late 1980s, Dino and his iconic popcorn cart were a fixture in downtown Sudbury. He passed away this weekend, Speaker. He was 78 years old. Theodose's former customers have taken to social media to share their memories of visiting his stand. One of Sudbury's celebrities, said one woman on the Facebook page Sudbury's Fine, Past and Future, Let's Reminisce. Do you remember who our mayor was in the 1980s? Have to think right. Who was Dino? Everyone knows that one. Famous with one name like the Hollywood stars. Rip Dino. In a previous lifetime my father did deliveries for Northern Drugs, which was on Dino's Corner, Durham and Larch, said another man on the Facebook page. I would run into the pharmacy through the side door to pick up the deliveries and Dino was always there and always called me, Glennie, Glennie, Glennie. Every time. I liked him. Rest in peace, Dino. Sad you are gone. You are and always will be part of our downtown history. I used to work down Durham Street at a family business, another man posted on the Let's Reminisce Facebook page. Passed by his popcorn stand every day. Could not resist his popcorn. I saw Dino at Extendicare while visiting my dad. We recognized each other. Shared some fond memories. Rip Dino. Theodose's obituary said he is predeceased by his parents, Jack and Helen's, Schuster, Theodose. He was the loving brother of John Choles, Angie, and uncle of John Jr., predeceased, and great-nephew Jonathan. Dino has been a small businessman for many years, operating Dino's Popcorn downtown, said his obituary. He was a member of the Greek Orthodox faith. Theodose is resting at the Jackson and Barnard Funeral Home on Larch Street, where friends may gather from 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday, with prayers at 6 p.m. The funeral service takes place at the R.J. Barnard Chapel on Friday, March 4 at 10 a.m. Interment in the family plot at Park Lawn Cemetery. Face masks are mandatory. For those who cannot attend, the service will be streamed live here.